afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 11th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Lewis, please.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us to stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. And a special request to bless the family of Michael Smith, brother to one of our own employees, Yamin Seller. Be with her and her family and his family. He was one of the fallen officers in the Dallas shooting. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in signing the pledge of allegiance to God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll go a little bit out of order on our agenda today. Seeing that goodness is here today. I did want to note that I got a letter from the Texas Historical Commission advising me that our local county historical commission in Jefferson County, headed by Ms. Goodness, our chief deputy clerk in the county clerk's office, is a recipient of their Distinguished Service Award for accomplishments during the year 2015. And so I wanted to, this is a lot of praise from the Texas Historical Commission, recognizing Jefferson County, and they awarded each year only to historical commissions that document well-rounded programs, history and preservation related projects. And so during this commissioner's court meeting, I wanted to take a little time to present this certificate, which came from the Texas Historical Commission to Ms. Goodness. If you'll go in here. I want to praise her for all the hard work that she does and taking care of this wonderful structure and a lot of the historical monuments and things in Jefferson County. So we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
I also wanted to go out of order and go first to County Commissioners Item H, which is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Floyd Frank for his induction into the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum Hall of Fame. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford, seconded by the tie between Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Weaver. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Frank, Commissioner Alford has a resolution he'd like to read for you.
And Mr. Frank, Preston, wife, y'all don't mind come up to the podium with him. I would appreciate that. Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 11th day of July 2016 on a motion made by Commissioner Alford, precinct number, number 4, seconded by Commissioner Brent Weaver and Commissioner Michael Senegal, precinct number, respectively number 2 and number 3. Whereas Mr. Floyd Frank was born on the 12th day of July 1918 in Nome, Texas. And whereas Mr. Floyd Frank was raised in Beaumont on the McFadden Ranch, where he and his father, Cosi Frank, worked as managers. And whereas Mr. Floyd Frank worked as a ranch hand, handled livestock, trained horses, went on cattle drive, made and repaired saddles, whoops, ropes, and bridles for horses. And whereas in 1930, Mr. Floyd Frank, working with his father and uncle, promoted rodeos in Jefferson County at the old Felicia Rice Drive land on Highway 90 in Nome, Texas. And whereas in 1954, Mr. Frank purchased land in Cheek, Texas. Cheek, Texas, where he built a summer home and a rodeo arena named Floyd Frank's Arena. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, extend the Southeast Texas congratulations to Mr. Floyd Frank on his induction into the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum Hall of Fame on Saturday, July the 23rd in Fort Worth, Texas. Signed this day by this Commissioner's Court, and it's an honor to have you here, Mr. Frank, because the day before your birthday, and everybody knows that you're 98 years young, we appreciate having you here, sir.
Any opposed?
opposed, and I said unanimously, I'm the county auditor, I made it consider and approve budget transfer for road bridge precinct four for additional cost of road machinery, and be it consider and approve budget transfer for Constable precinct one for additional cost for supplies in the amount of $700. And C is consider and ratify final adjustment performance statement and Texas CDBG contract amendment modification request of chief sewer project phase four to reflect the adjustments made by the Texas Department of Agriculture. And D is regular county bills check number 422-247-422-480 for period ending July 4th, and check number 422-481-422-700 for period ending today. We have a motion on those items under auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Stenbaum.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, I'm the county commissioner. Item A is consider and possibly approve receipt file the annual audit of Jefferson County Emergency District number 3, pursuant to section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item B is consider and possibly approve receipt file the annual audit of Jefferson County Emergency Service District number 4, pursuant to section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. We'll hold item C and item D. Item E is consider and possibly approve an order to renew the Pandora Methanol LLC reinvestment zone pursuant to section 312.203 of the Texas Tax Code. Item F is to consider and possibly approve resolution for supporting U.S. Highway 96 expansion coalition partnership, which is designed to promote the expansion of Highway 96 four lanes through Jasper and Austin County. Item G is consider and possibly approve resolution in support of hypoparic oxygen treatment for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. We've already covered item A as well. Motion on items A, B, E, F, and G.
So
moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Stenbaum. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll go back to item C, and we will open up a public hearing to receive public comment about a proposed order to designate a reinvestment zone for Geo Gas LLC pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Is there anyone who this public hearing is now open? Is there anyone who wishes to address this issue? Hearing none, this public hearing is closed. Item D is consider possibly approve an order to designate reinvestment zone for Geo Gas LLC pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stenbaum.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, I'm the county treasurer. We have one item A to receive probably investment schedule for June 2016, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Stenbaum.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, I'm the district clerk. We have one item A to receive file certificate of completion for James Smith, Jefferson County District Clerk. He has successfully completed continuing education hours and the agenda says for year 2015, and that is actually for year 2016, as described in section 51.065 of the Texas Government Code.
Oh, it's 2015.
Pardon?
It's for 2015. It's typed 2016, but it's for 2015.
2015 is 16.
Okay. Very good. For 2015. Do we have a motion on that?
So moved.
By Commissioner Stenbaum.
I'll second if he gave me a certification. I didn't see a certification in the back.
I didn't say.
Okay.
How about we should get it audited?
All right, we'll move in second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's unanimously under engineering. Item A is execute receipt file utility permit spouse engineering surveying ink for the distribution sanitary sewer along Smith Road located in precinct four, but pipeline permit, Chevron Phillips Chemical Company LP for the distribution of ethane feedstock and pipeline for LPG feedstock, starting from Chevron Phillips Company LP Cedar Bio Plant, terminating at Valero Finet Storage Facility, and that's located in precinct two. Item C is consider and possibly approve replat lots 10, 11, 17, and 18, block one out of Queensberry Estates, section one, and at 23.82 acre tract into Deer Run Estate, lots 1, 2, 3, and 4, located at the end of Mado Road in precinct number one.
So moved.
Item D is consider and possibly approve minor plat of four lots for Westbury Estates along the West Road in precinct number one. And that's not paid in plat to address drainage district six.
I would second that and also give a, I'm sorry, this one.
It's been moved by Commissioner Arnold, is that correct?
Yes.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold, go ahead.
I want to, that's the project which would be tied to Love Truck Stop. We can announce now, that will be a $33 million build facility, take approximately 130 jobs off Interstate 10. They will be running into that sewer set system that we have already ran in Forest Main, 9 miles. That's been a blessing to the community of Cheeks, and that's going to bring about some more expansion in that area. $33 million, pretty good start. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Been moved and seconded. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff Department. Item A is consider and possibly approve resolution authorizing application for grant number 3037901 for body worn cameras to be taken to the State of Texas Criminal Justice Division. Item B is to consider and possibly approve resolution recognizing Deputy Robert L. Smith for 25 years and 10 months of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinnott. Any discussion?
This is a question. I thought we had already applied for grant. This is the first time we've applied for the grant?
You have to do a preliminary grant back in the fall, and this is the final application submission for e-grants. It was two different places.
Okay. Thank you. I want to congratulate RL on your time, but he was a gentleman that worked with my work release program and did an excellent job, so he's going to do him some honeydews.
He is not here today, is that right?
He's not here.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Judge, we have at the sub-courthouse Wednesday from 11 to 1:30, lunch in the park. We have band and the music will be free. You can purchase some lunch from Chick-fil-A, Louise, different vendors out there. Some of your secretaries have asked me to ask you to give them about an hour and a half so they can come and partake. That lunch in the park, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Anybody, everyone's welcome. The park is welcome. It's a nice atmosphere. There goes old trees. And I want to say, it's, music is great. Briscoe Lake will be band is playing. Good to see you, Senator Paul.